Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 Weeks to Fitness, episode number 28. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, if you know of anyone in need of personal training, group fitness instruction, or nutrition counseling, please contact me at vince@sixweeks.com or call 718-346-5852. Now, in this program, I will be joined by Yvette Onofre, a certified holistic health coach and personal fitness chef. During the interview, Yvette will discuss what led her down the path to becoming a holistic health coach and the impact she is having in the community, teaching families how to get more out of life by strengthening their mind and body. Now, remember the words of Leo Buscaglia, who said, "Your talent is God's gift to you. What you do with it is your gift back to God." And now that's worth thinking about. Welcome back to 6 Weeks of Fitness. Yvette Onofre is a certified holistic health coach and personal fitness chef. She has a Master of Exercise Science and Health Promotion degree from California University of Pennsylvania and a Master of Social Work degree from Stony Brook University. She receives her holistic health coach training from the Institute for Integrative Nutrition in 2009. Yvette has worked as a group fitness instructor for Shape Up New York, a free fitness program for New Yorkers. Yvette also loves learning, growing, and teaching people how to live their best lives by strengthening their mind, health, and body. She has worked with children, teens, women, men, families, and corporate wellness events with Emblem Health as a consultant. In her spare time, she is a hip-hop public health ambassador, promoting nutrition and fitness. She is currently training to be a physique and figure instructor. I am pleased to have Yvette on the program. Yvette, how are you?
Hi, Vince. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, please explain to my listeners exactly what is an holistic health coach.
A holistic health coach is a personal advocate for living and energizing the lives of our clients and making them happy. What I do is I create a bio-individuality form, which I will take a look at the person as an individual and assess their nutritional needs based on their age, health, activity level, blood type, metabolic rate, personal preferences to determine their dietary needs. I also help to make gradual lifelong changes to enable them to reach their current and future health goals.
Wow, that is really a lot that you do with these clients. That's awesome. But what started you on this path to becoming an holistic health coach?
My journey started back in 2005, where I had developed some painful kidney stones. At the time, I was feeling like I was young and vibrant and unstoppable. And I was working out, I was going out to the gym multiple times a week. But when I got home, what I did was I ate a lot of things that weren't really agreeing with my lifestyle, with my body type, with the stress levels that I had. And the things that I was ingesting wasn't really helping me at all. So unbeknownst to me, I didn't realize I had been eating unhealthy and developed kidney stones. It was one of the most painful experiences I've ever had in my life. And my sister knew of a friend who was a health coach. And at the time, I had no idea what that was. But I felt like after going to so many doctors and them requesting me to take this pill and that pill, I felt like they weren't really giving me a solid answer. So yes. I decided that I would meet this health coach. And what she did was she did assessment over the phone with me, right? Because that's what health coaches can do. They can meet you face to face or see you over the phone for the consultation. And we basically came up with a plan to see how I could make changes in the things that I was doing in my life, including my food intake. So gradually I eliminated spicy foods and things that were highly acidic. And I started to incorporate more fruits and vegetables, more water. And guess what happened? I felt better.
Really? Just like that?
Yes. And I came off the medication. It was something where I didn't just abruptly stop the medications the doctors were giving me, but yes, I slowly worked my way off of it with the guidance of the doctor and the health coach. And I no longer developed the kidney stones. They never came back. And wow, because I felt like I never wanted to have that feeling again ever in my life, I chose to take my health back. I chose to focus my life on making sure that whatever I did for myself was healthy.
Not only did you do this for yourself, but now you're saying, well, let me help others as well.
Oh, absolutely, because I know there are so many different medical conditions that a person can work alongside with their doctor and a health coach, or choose to work with a health coach and see how they can make adjustments into their lifestyle that doesn't require so much medication or medication at all.
Wow, because you know we're basically a heavily medicated society right now.
Yes, we have been for a very long time.
Yes, yes. Now, I understand you attended the Institute for Integrative Nutrition to learn about nutrition. How was that?
That was one of the most amazing experiences in my life. I attended the live sessions back in 2009, and I was trained by some of the best people in the field of nutrition and wellness. And all I could say is that it was just something where I felt like I needed to be there. That was the right moment in time to just go and learn the background of what is it that I need to do to take care of myself and to help other people with medical conditions and just people who just really want to improve their lifestyle. How would I be able to do it? So I went for my formal education and I met some of the greatest people in the world. Everybody was there for the same cause, for the same mission, to help change not only their lives, but the lives of as many people as they can around the world.
Wow. Now, how long was that course?
It was a 10-month program. At the time,
10 months.
Yeah, at the time, it was part live session, which means that you would go into a place where they had it was at Lincoln Center at the time. So a couple of times throughout the year, on the weekends, it would be full weekends, Saturday, Sunday, nonstop learning, full energy, lots of sharing, inspiration, world-renowned speakers. We had people like Deepak Chopra and Andrew Weil.
Really?
These people are fascinating, and it was just so great to see the people that I've been reading their books for such a long time, and now here they are right in front of me, and I'm learning and feeling inspired and wanting to do more and learn more. So the course was 10 months. At the end, we had a nice graduation, and these are people that I met that will forever be my longtime friends.
Well, you know, that's interesting because I remember meeting you around that time, actually probably around 2009, 2010, because you participated in our walkathon.
Yes, I did.
And as a matter of fact, not only you, but quite a few of your friends from the Integrative Nutrition actually participated as well to lend a hand.
Yes, they did. I remember. It was for a great cause, the obesity walk.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly. That is so good, so cool, so nice of you guys to help out like that. Now, was it hard for you to change your way of eating?
Initially when I thought about it, but then thinking about, you know, the benefits of what I would get out of continuous eating healthy and feeling good, I wanted to feel good. I want to feel good as much as possible in this lifetime.
Yes.
So if it meant that I had to give up the fried chicken and with the hot sauce and all the peppers and the ketchup and all that stuff that I was eating so much of. I gave it up.
Wow. You gave it up because you wanted to feel healthy.
Yes, I wanted to feel healthy. I wanted to feel more energetic. I didn't want to feel sluggish. I didn't want to feel that pain anymore. So I had to put in the work, and I continue to put in the work every day.
Every day. Now, and you know, this country is, we're battling an obesity epidemic filled with other chronic illnesses like diabetes and heart disease. And would you say that a lot of these problems is a result of how we're eating?
Oh, absolutely. I think we need to educate more of the masses about the benefits of eating better.
Yes, most definitely. Now, what type of clients do you work with, Yvette?
I work with children and after school programs. I work with single moms. I work with busy professionals, meaning men and women. I work with men who want to, what they say, lean out, maybe lose some weight, maybe compete in an amateur bodybuilding competition. I do that. I work with seniors. I just started working with seniors, providing group fitness. So I pretty much have worked with a little bit of everybody.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at. It seems like there's no one you have not worked with at some point in time.
Yeah.
Do you structure your sessions as personal trainers do, basically like 10 sessions at a time? How do you work your program, your sessions?
Initially, I will do the consultation to figure out what the client's needs are based on their lifestyle, based on their availability. I could either meet with them once a week or twice a month for an hour.
We'll
go over what the initial goal is, what their progress is, what we need to tweak, what we need to add, what we need to take out. And we continuously do that, whether they sign up for a 3-month program, 6-month program, or a year commitment.
Now, are these sessions expensive?
I am cost effective.
It's reasonably priced, as we like to say.
Excellent.
Now, are your consultations online or in person?
I actually can do the consultations face-to-face, over the phone, via Skype. I can meet you at your office or local coffee shop, at your gym, and I utilize Skype. So I'm pretty flexible.
Oh, that's excellent. Because I know you're based in Brooklyn, correct?
I'm now based in the Bronx.
Oh, you're based in the Bronx?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But with the online calls to consultation, it doesn't matter where you are today.
Oh, this is the World Wide Web, so I can speak to anybody at any given time via Skype, telephone. Yeah, we have to. I take that back, actually. I do have business hours.
very good. I'm glad you mentioned that.
For clarity, I do have business hours. But we could utilize, like I said, the internet, Skype, email, telephone. And if you're in New York City, we could meet during local hours face-to-face.
Okay, great. I know your consultations, your initial consultation is free, correct?
Yes, it is free.
Okay, great. And how do you promote your business, Yvette?
I promote my business through Facebook, through Twitter, through LinkedIn.
And social media.
Social media. I attend wellness events around New York City. I network with other people who have businesses, that I give out business cards. I talk to people the old-fashioned way. Sometimes, you know, it's a busy city, but you're on a crowded train or a bus and you overhear people's conversation and they're talking about health and wellness, then I'll give them my business card.
Oh, very good. Very good. You're not shy.
No, not anymore.
Now, as you know, this is the holiday season, and with holidays come all types of festivities, you know, group gatherings, corporate events. We tend to eat more unhealthy around this time of year. So do you have a plan of attack or how you're going to promote yourself in the new year?
I'm gearing myself up for the new year, for 2015. I know right now, like you said, people are in festive mood and not really focusing on what I would say is choosing healthy options. I could be wrong. However, most people, this is the time they feel like, you know what, I've been good, so I'm gonna I'm gonna overindulge a little bit, and then this is like a month and a half of just overindulging. But
yes,
I plan to promote the weight loss challenge in the new year.
Okay, good.
Join. Yes.
Very good. Now I understand you're also a personal fitness chef. Right?
Yes, I am. I love to cook.
Okay, so what is the difference between a personal fitness chef and a personal chef?
Well, the personal fitness chef, what we do is similar to the personal chef. However, we are more health conscious. So, for instance, like it is the holidays and you're looking to enjoy your food, like most of us, but you want to be health conscious. So I would take... after doing the consultation, I would look at exactly what types of foods my client is into. And then from there, my client and I, we will sit and create a menu as to what types of food this person would like to have during the holiday season or maybe for a holiday dinner or brunch or whatever. And then we will tweak the ingredients so that it still tastes good, because some people think that if it's healthy, that it's not good. That's
exactly.
Not true.
Good.
What you need
exactly.
to do is figure out which ingredients to use to still make it taste good. So it's fun being a personal fitness chef. I think it's fun. It's creative, and it's different. A personal chef, pretty much people would hire them to just cook the food, and
yes,
Yeah, to cook the food, to, you know, cater it, to design it, the presentation and everything. And the personal fitness chef will be more health conscious about every single thing that is going to be made and presented.
Which is such a big difference, because now your job as a personal fitness chef is going to be able to empower your clients with food that's going to be nutritious to their bodies and to their soul, I would imagine, right?
Absolutely. I had gone to a family home to do some personal fitness chef cooking at their home. And before I made the menu, we had to discuss who has what. There was a diabetic, and there was someone who, I can't remember at the time, but I know there definitely was a concern about how the dinner was going to be made, because there was a person in the family who had diabetes. So right off the bat, I already thought about, okay, there's certain things that, you know, couldn't be made, because the whole family was working on making sure that it was a diabetic friendly family meal. So that's what I'm trying to say in regards to the difference between a personal fitness chef and a personal chef.
That is a big difference, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially if the person has some type of chronic illness like that. Yeah. You've got to know how to cook for them. Now, did you go to school to learn how to become a personal fitness chef?
I actually did an online training through the National Exercise and Sports Trainers Association. It's called NESTA. And
yes.
The institute is called Spencer Institute. So there is a chef that actually designed the program, and it's just fabulous. It offers video training, audio lessons. It gives you a digital manual. It's really easy to follow the whole training. They give you healthy recipes. I'll give you alternative ingredients, basic cooking techniques, what supplies you need, how to read labels, because that's really important when you're cooking. You gotta look at what you're ingesting in your body, because it can really set off a lot of different things in your body if you don't know what you're putting into it.
Definitely.
And just a lot of creative ideas so that you're not afraid to go in the kitchen and cook and incorporate your friends and your family into food.
Right, right. Yeah. Now, what about the fees for your services as a personal chef, though? Is it similar to your fees as a holistic health coach?
It varies because it depends if it's a one-time thing, if it's a one-time event, if it's a monthly event, if it's just something that the client just wants me to go in and prepare the meals for the week versus me just going with them to do a pantry raid, meaning I'm going to go in your house.
Yes.
And you got to let me go in your kitchen and open up those cabinets.
Whoa.
Let me see what you got going on in there. It's so much fun for me. It's fun for the clients. They're like screaming like, oh my God, like, please don't throw that away. And I have
exactly.
to explain to them the reasons why, you know, let's read these ingredients. Do you understand what this means? If you're reading a label and you don't understand what it means, we have to sit down and talk about it.
Wow, there you go. Really? So if you can't understand what it means, it probably means that it's not good for you.
Chances are I'm correct.
I can see you doing that on the reality show.
Oh, just I would think, love that. I'm going in your kitchen. I'm going in your pantry. I'm going in the refrigerator. I'm going in the freezer. And we're going to see what's going on.
The truth will be revealed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then from there, we take a trip to the supermarket. So I'm not telling them to totally throw everything out, but I'm just showing them, like, you have to gradually get this out of your house and bring in more of what is healthier for you and your family.
That is really an awesome service that you provide. So you actually travel to the person's home. You'll take them to go shopping. You do all of that.
Yes, I do. I love it.
Wow. Okay. Geesh. I might have to give you a call. That's wonderful.
Come on,
I'm telling
you. Let's go.
I know. I'm going to have to call you up on that and take you up on that. Now, let me ask you this, though. What is the name of your company?
Home Wellness.
Home Wellness. Now, where'd you get that name?
Sitting here trying to be creative, and I definitely wanted to incorporate the term wellness in my business. But home is where the heart is. Home is where everything starts. Home is where everything begins, is what I believe. Home is where we develop our habits. The things that we learn, for the most part, happens at home. The way we eat, the way we behave, even our sleeping patterns, activities that we do, things that affect us that make us happy, sad, angry.
Yes.
And I wanted to bring to the attention of to the people that, you know, what I do is I want to help you create the best balance within you.
Nice.
And the way I spell home is H-O-H-M. Part of that word is om. Om means that I am okay with myself and you're okay with yourself, then we're okay together.
Oh, that's what O-H-M, om means.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a more technical term, but I'm just like paraphrasing it.
Right. Yes. Now. Yes. But that's really an awesome name. I mean, it's easy to remember too. Let me tell you.
I hope so. Because I feel like it's meaningful to me, and I want it to be meaningful to others as well.
Oh, and that you are. Now, what about your website? Do you have a website up?
Yes, I do, and it's Home Wellness, HOHMWELLNESS.com.
Nice. Okay. HomeWellness.com. Now, I also understand you used to be a group fitness instructor for Shape Up New York City. What was that experience like?
That was great. That was great for me. I actually was looking for some type of formal training. I'm always looking to just learn something that interests me. So I found out that Shape Up NYC was offering group fitness training, and what I had to do was attend a series of classes. And once I finished those classes, I had to then volunteer at a local facility somewhere here in New York City. I'm based in the Bronx, so they asked me to offer my volunteer services in the Bronx. I ended up going to Morris Heights Health Center. And I offered chair aerobics for about 6 months, and it was so fun.
Really? Chair aerobics?
Yes.
Really?
You could sweat.
Explain that. Yes, explain that.
Sweat like it's nobody's business. It's really a great exercise class for people who are just wanting to just do some type of movement. It can be low impact. It could be high impact. It's friendly for elders or for people who are coming off of an injury and want to do some type of exercise. So right. You can do a lot of aerobic movements utilizing the chair. So you could sit down, you could use the back of the chair, the side of the chair, depending on how the chair is set. But the class, it was amazing. And I never thought that it would come off like that, because I am more like a high impact kind of person, but I wanted to challenge myself.
Yes.
Something low impact. And I chose to study and learn chair aerobics, and the clients, they loved it. It was an amazing experience.
Well, you're an amazing person, obviously.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Now, you're also an Emblem Health consultant and a hip-hop public health ambassador, which I've never really heard of before. So explain to my listeners what a hip-hop public health ambassador does.
Okay. Well, for those who know me, they know I enjoy music, and I have a really big passion for hip-hop music. So I came across the organization, Hip Hop Public Health. It's an organization committed to innovative public health solutions. So they use music and entertainment platforms to eradicate health illiteracy and foster positive health behavior changes among the youth. So they developed this health education program with products that geared towards children ages 8 to 12. So they use musical cartoons, video games, comic books, and they use celebrity artists to promote health and nutrition, physical activity among the youth. So it's really amazing. So for me as an ambassador, my job is to spread the word about hip-hop public health as much as I can, utilizing their curriculum, which, like I said before, includes hip-hop music, cartoons, videos, yes, comic books. And I'm available to go to youth organizations, after-school programs, and community organizations throughout New York City, because that's where I'm based right now.
You're doing so much. I'm quite impressed.
Yes, I this is my love, my passion. It drives me to want to do more to help people heal their mind, their body. And, you know, once that happens, that's happiness inside of them. That's happiness inside of me as well. So I do take care of myself. I get up. I drink lots of water. I exercise. I meditate. I do my yoga, Pilates. I run, strength training. And I do get my 7 to 8 hours of sleep. I do not play.
Really? So 7 to 8 hours, that's mandatory. That's important to you.
Absolutely.
So no matter how busy you are, sleep matters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Now, what are your current and future goals, Yvette?
My current goals is to really just continue to spread the word in the community about health and wellness, providing them with the services that I had discussed earlier, And I really want to get this body transformation program going. So I'm like really hyped up about it. And this is something that I want everybody to look out for in 2015. I really want to help people transform their mind, body. So this mind, body program, mind, body transformation program is coming to you in 2015.
Okay. So that's your future goal?
Yes, my near future goal. Yes.
Okay.
My other goal is to, I'd like to travel to different states and possibly different countries to do wellness programs.
Okay. Now, you did say something to me off air that you wanted to be in a like a bodybuilding contest. Yes, yes, I'm putting it out there, Yvette. I'm putting it out there. What is it that you want to do? What is that bucket list?
Okay, so I have this thing on my bucket list that I want to compete in an amateur fitness modeling competition.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
You hear that, everybody? She wants to compete in an amateur bodybuilding competition. Oh, you said fitness model competition.
Fitness model, yes.
Yes, a big difference. That is so cool. So now we're going to hold you to that. And after you do it, you're going to come back on the show and talk about your experience.
Yes, because it definitely requires a whole other level of training and eating and resting. And it's going to take some time, but I feel like finally I'm ready to start all of that. So I'm going to be doing my own body transformation as I continue to coach people to transform their lives.
Oh, great. Now, how can we follow you on social media, Yvette?
You can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Facebook. And you can follow me on LinkedIn.
Okay, so was it Yvette Onofre?
Yes. Yvette Onofre.
Perfect, perfect. And your name is so unique. There's not many Yvette Onofres out there. So
I'm one of a kind.
Exactly. So, you know, I thank you so much for your time, Yvette. You were a wonderful guest. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And
on behalf of Body Scope of New York and 6 Weeks to Fitness, I want to thank you for coming on our show. And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks to Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions or comments about this show or any others, please leave them on my 6 Weeks to Fitness blog at 6weeks.com or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care and bye-bye.
Bye.